T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's hear David DeCastro on Le'Veon Bell.
I just think no one cares anymore. I mean, why would I? Why do I waste energy? I got to block some of the best players and the best defense in the world. You think I'm worried about a guy that's not here? Like I said, I love Le'Veon. We had great memories with him, but I can't do an injustice to his game if we're worried about somebody else when I'm on the field and trying to get my best effort for the rest of the people that are on the field with me.
All right, Jim, you've established quite a good relationship with David DeCastro. Is this just the, hey, guys, is this kind of on the surface what it is, or kind of face value? I just walked off the field. We just beat a division rival. I don't really want to talk about a dude who's not here. Is it just that simple?
Yeah, I mean, they're sick of it. You listen to any of the guys, you know, Cam Hayward, mm-hmm. and you know, Cam's like, well, call him and ask him. You know, DeCastro's just he's the thing I like about a lot of these guys is that they know how to be well, I say give the PC, the standard, you know, answer and stuff like that. But we talk to Ramon every week, DeCastro, Villanueva, Gilbert, these guys. It's like they don't want to hear any of this crap. Pouncy. It's like just who needs the guy, really? You know, the weird thing is that they might need him if something were to go wrong over the final month of the season. But in terms of you know, why would you, you know, James Conner just put up another 163 yards from scrimmage, and these guys are all practical. They don't get it from our standpoint that it's like, well, look, we've won 4 games in a row. The guy's gained like 600 yards over those games.
And that's what I think it comes back to is we're kind of losing some appreciation for what James Conner is doing because we're always comparing it to Le'Veon Bell. And has he replaced Le'Veon? Yeah, he has. So let's talk about how he's one of the best backs in the league now.
Don't you guys think that some of this, though, is that, and I remember mentioning this a long time ago, like Le'Veon Bell is not a distraction. He's not right now because he's not here. As soon as he shows up, here's your distraction.
He's a distraction. No, you're right about that. Again, for me, it's shifted. The conversation has shifted to from James Conner v. Le'Veon Bell to what can happen in terms of James Conner being able to physically deal with the rigors of a full NFL season. We're halfway there. He's shown he's absolutely able to do that. But can he continue to withstand the punishment as not just a feature back, but pretty much the back, the only back? Now, the Steelers have insulated him from a lot of stuff because they use the tight end, because they make those short throws, because there's a lot of long handoffs, stuff to Switzer, stuff to AB, mm-hmm. stuff to Juju even. But the toll is going to start to take it's going to start to take its toll. How can he withstand it? He's in much better physical shape than he was last year. I think that I have no problems with it. But we ask this question all the time as it got to be about Thanksgiving time and then in through early December. Right. We asked it with Le'Veon Bell. It's fair to ask it about James Conner every year.
I think because of the way he runs, yes, you do get concerned about the physical nature of his game, but he's also the kind of running back that takes it to the opposition. I mean, when you watch James Conner run,
hits are hits, Chris.
He's delivering the blow. I get what you're saying. But I don't – look, until he's slowed down physically by it, I can't – I'm not putting Jalen Samuels or Stephen Ridley in there.
I'm not saying you put anybody in there. I'm just saying it's definitely something that you have to pay attention to and watch. This is essentially a rookie running back because of his lack of experience last year.
But this is a question that can't be answered.
You're right about that. Just as we could never answer that Le'Veon Bell one.
Sure, because you don't know until it gets there.
Right.
You don't know until it shows up. And so what? And that's something, man. You talk about. You think guys are getting sick of answering about Le'Veon Bell? They're going to get sick of the. Do you think James can keep doing this question? And I think when that question starts, and maybe it already has, is that they're just going to laugh it off. And yet at the same time, there is probably history with other players, not him. See, that's the thing is that you can't go back to Connor's past. because he hasn't played this many games before.
Well, because it's ramped up, too, the past couple weeks. Now he's up around averaging about 30 touches a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were times Le'Veon Bell got 35 carries a game, then on top of what. So the workload isn't the same, but now it's going to ramp up. If the last couple weeks, the Browns game and the Bengals game, or Browns game, excuse me, and the Ravens game are any indicators, it's going to be about 30 touches a game. Can he withstand that? I think he can, again, but it is something to keep an eye on, in fairness.
But like Jim said, I think it's something that we can't answer right now. Look, the reason the offense has been as successful as it has been the last month, I think, is because they physically have taken the game to the opposition. Even in games where Ben's thrown 40, 45 times, they are physically getting after the other defense. They just beat up arguably the best defense in the NFL.
Well, everybody's going to talk about James Conner, and rightly so. People talk about Ben, For me, there were stretches in yesterday's game, and it may have been the whole yesterday's game. I thought David DeCastro may have been the best player on the football field. And you know, it's not sexy to say that about an interior guy, about a guard on a football team. He may have been the best player on the football field. He was annihilating whoever they put in front of him, and he was getting second-level blocks. He was doing everything. He didn't get beat once. I mean, not one time.
Yeah.
Not one time did he look bad. And he put his guy in the dirt a bunch of times. I thought he had as good a football game as he's ever had here.
I thought the sneak, too, where there was a big push up the middle, and DeCastro just turned his guy toward Pouncey's guy, mm-hmm. and that created a lane for Roethlisberger. And then you had Connor and Juju. Juju did a good job of sealing his guy off on the end, and then he turned around and did what I didn't think you were supposed to do, but they pushed him into the end zone.
Yeah, right, that you're not supposed to. That happened in a Notre Dame USC game.
I remember that.
One point,
yep.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.